Earlier this year, SBA Procedural Notice 5000-876626 was published, updating its guidance on applicant ownership and residency requirements for 7A and 504 loans. The revised guidance generated numerous questions from lenders about the new requirements. On March 31, 2026, the agency addressed some of those questions in SBA Procedural Notice 5000-877773, providing brief responses to common lender questions on revised citizenship and residency requisites. Together, these notices significantly shift how the SBA determines eligibility, particularly with respect to ownership requirements. Effective March 1, 2026, SBA applicants must now be 100% owned by U.S. citizens or U.S. nationals. Even a small direct or indirect ownership interest held by an ineligible person renders the applicant ineligible unless that interest is fully divested prior to the issuance of an SBA loan number. For lenders, this change elevates the importance of early and thorough ownership diligence review to ensure all tiers of ownership have been vetted and documented. The SBA does provide a path forward for transactions involving ineligible owners. An ineligible individual may divest their ownership interest to allow a transaction to proceed, provided that the divestiture is complete before the SBA loan number is issued. Nevertheless, lenders and closing teams must confirm not only that divestiture has occurred, but that it is fully effective, with no retained equity, options, or indirect interests. As with any divestiture, lenders should remain cautious in documenting the legitimacy and completeness of any ownership changes. While ownership must strictly comply with citizenship requirements, lenders retain flexibility to obtain guarantees from non-owner individuals, including lawful permanent residents, so long as those individuals are not in the United States unlawfully. This distinction allows lenders to continue strengthening credit structures, even where ownership eligibility is tightly constrained. Naturalized U.S. citizens with dual citizenship remain eligible. However, if the individual retains citizenship in a country that would otherwise create ineligibility, lenders are expected to confirm that the foreign country no longer regards the individual as a citizen. It is not clear how this is accomplished. This new and potentially challenging documentation requirement may necessitate complex legal analysis or evidence of renunciation, potentially increasing costs and closing timelines. For loans approved prior to March 1, 2026, the SBA permits lenders to continue routine servicing in accordance with SOP 5057, except with respect to loan increases and modifications. Any request to increase an existing loan must meet current eligibility standards, meaning that legacy borrowers with ineligible ownership structures may be unable to access additional SBA financing. Similarly, changes in ownership or guarantors must comply with the rules at the time of approval. Enhanced diligence, careful timing of ownership changes, and thorough documentation will be essential to avoid eligibility issues going forward. Additionally, lenders should also review their existing portfolios to identify borrowers who may face limitations on future servicing actions. For questions regarding citizenship and residency requirements, contact the attorneys at Starfield & Smith at 215-542-7070 or email us at info@starfieldsmith.com.